News in brief at Press TV, Iran's national football team have qualified for the 2018 World Cup after posting a commanding 2-0 victory over Uzbekistan on home turf. Now, the Asian powerhouse have become the second team to clinch a direct passage to Russia next summer, as well as reaching back-to-back World Cup tournaments for the first time. Nearly 10,000 Yemenis in need of medical treatment have lost their lives because of the Saudi blockade on the country. A spokesman for the Ministry of Public Health and Population says, according to the UN reports, one Yemeni child dies every 10 minutes from preventable causes like diarrhea, breathing infections, and malnutrition. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has slammed the United States and its proxies for causing instability in the Middle East by creating Daesh. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei went on to say that Washington would also strongly oppose those trying to eliminate the Tag Fury phenomenon. Qatar's foreign minister has condemned the Saudi-led sanctions against his country as unfair and illegal. Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdulrahman Al Thani said that Riyadh is just using Iran as a feeble excuse for the current dispute. The top diplomat stressed that only diplomacy and dialogue can defuse the crisis. The Palestinian resistance movement Hamas has warned of catastrophic consequences if Israel cuts off power to the besieged Gaza Strip. This after an Israeli official said Tel Aviv was preparing to reduce the amount of power supply at the request of the Palestinian Authority. U.S.-backed forces in Syria have made fresh gains against Daesh terrorists in the city of Raqqa. A spokesman for the Syrian Democratic Forces, or SDF, says fierce clashes with the terrorists are underway in Al-Sana'a Industrial District in the city's east. The United States has denounced the detention of anti-government protesters in Russia. The White House spokesman called on Moscow to immediately release all detainees. Sean Spicer added that the Kremlin was expected to provide for transparent and accountable governance and equal treatment under the law. Another federal appeals court has upheld a decision blocking U.S. President Donald Trump's travel ban. A three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit in San Francisco ruled that the president violated the country's immigration law by discriminating against people based on their nationality.